Thank you for joining us. This is Ask the Experts, and we have the expert in-house. It is just Ask Bob time. And if you have a question about renovations, about contractors, about problems that you are trying to solve around your house, your business, your driveway, whatever it may be, Bob will have an opinion or will point you in the right direction to find the answer. 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. It is Bob Assadourian. And Bob, you also big-time author now, I understand, Bob.
Thank you, Mike, for the introduction.
Yeah, no problem. Working the book sales, you were out, you did an event at Chapters, and this is a cool book, and I just want to touch on this a little bit.
Please.
Tell us about the book, because this isn't about actually how you fix the hardwood floor. This is about how you find the guy to fix the hardwood floor.
The beginning, step A. The book's not really about how to do things, how to rip apart your home. The book is designed specifically to keep you from ever experiencing a renovation gone wrong. Take the book to heart. Learn from it. You will not have any bad experiences. All your home improvements will be safe, and you'll get your money's worth from any contractor that you hire.
The book is called A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom, and we should plug Trevor Bouchard, who co-wrote the book
with you. Yes, most definitely.
Good
Trevor
guy.
Bouchard is the co-author. I've known him for years.
And this Sunday, you're going to be, we got to hurry through this, Bob, because we've got a call.
All right, yeah, Eastgate Square this Sunday. Let's take the call.
This Sunday at Eastgate Square.
1 to 4 p.m.
We'll get a chance to mention that again. Mike wants to jump in with our first question for Just Ask Bob. Your questions about renovating and contracting, 905-645-3200. Pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. Mike, what do you want to say?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, hi, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I listen regularly. Great show.
Thank you.
I have a question, actually. I had an electrician come into my home, and he installed lighting in my front foyer, but he had to cut through the plaster in the ceiling, right?
Okay, to fish the wires. Okay.
Right. And the light is currently there, but the hole is... unfortunately, larger than the light itself. So what I've had to do, I've had a problem getting a hold of this guy, actually, to come back. But
are you talking now about the hole? Okay, let's put it this way. Before the light fixture went on, you've got a metal octagon box in the ceiling. Is it the ceiling or the wall? The ceiling.
The ceiling.
Okay, so he probably cut the hole too big for the octagon box, and now when the light fixture's put on, you've still got like a gap, a space? I'm just trying to follow with it.
Exactly.
Okay,
so
good.
Exactly. So what I did last night is I just cut a little piece of drywall, stuck it up in there, and then I'm planning on meshing it over and, you know, mudding it and trying to close it the best I can.
Oh,
but
good.
My question is that safe? Is there a fire risk or hazard there with that little piece of drywall up there?
Well, it depends. Okay. Now picture this now. Think back to before you installed little pieces of drywall. Now your ceiling's plaster, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there's lath boards with the plaster. Now, here's where the fire hazard may or may not be. Now, the electrical box itself, once he installed it, it's very important. Is it flush? Is it flush with the surrounding plaster? Now, that'll be hard to figure because that's an inch or so away because he left the hole. But once you've installed, your drywall slither in pieces, and then once you mud and tape it, is that flush or will the electrical box be proud of the finished work, or will it be recessed in?
Okay.
Because if it's recessed in, it could be a potential fire hazard. It should be flush. Flush is what it's supposed to be. I'll give you an example. What people do in a lot of old homes is they have bad plaster walls. They'll drywall over it. So now you've got these electrical boxes that are recessed. You cannot have that recess. The steel box has to be flush to contain the arc. Because the problem is, if there's ever an arc or a spark, it should be contained within the metal box. Now, in these old homes, you know, if the electrician puts in the box and he doesn't flush it, or people have drywalled over, you've now got that half an inch or three quarters of plaster or drywall with paper on it. So again, that might arc or cause a problem, but can you recall if it's flush? I mean, actually, you install little strips of drywall around it. When you look up, is it flush or is your fixture, your steel box sort of sunken in way back?
It's actually flush.
Oh, good, good. No fire hazard, no problem.
Okay.
I'm assuming, I mean, I haven't seen it or anything. The electrician probably, you know, maybe had no choice. It's hard in older homes with what you cut and how you put it in.
But when you start meshing and mudding, you want to make sure you keep that flush. Don't put too much on.
Don't overdo it. I mean, do it nice, sand properly, finish with a nice extra light compound, feather out 6-7 inches. When you paint it, you want it beautiful. You want it to look like it was part of the home.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mike, thanks for the call.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. Your calls for Just Ask Bob on Ask the Experts. I've got an interesting, and we were talking about drywall and ceilings. As soon as you started talking about it, I ran into this problem, and I'm sure this is a problem with a lot of people run into the same kind of issues. But I did some drywalling, some patching in a bathroom.
Okay.
And then, you know, I mean, the moisture. And the next thing you know, it's like a year later and some of the tape has started to peel away. I've got, you know, I'm getting some cracking.
Does the bathroom have an exhaust fan?
It does, but it's probably not a strong enough fan to really.
Builder's unit.
Yeah, yes.
Garbage it.
Yes.
I've got a brand new home. I've been in century-year-old homes and even my 60-year-old home had a fan that would pull your hat off.
Yeah.
The fans the builders give you, they're junk. They're absolute junk.
And you know what? And I actually, the fan broke, and
okay.
I replaced it with the one the builder used,
yeah.
Right?
$29, $30, $40 unit.
Exactly.
Something like that.
So
yeah.
what should a person be looking at? Because, I mean, it is so, you know, like I've come to learn, it's so vital to get that moisture out of the bathroom.
It's critical.
So what, you know, how... What kind of money? Or the unit that costs 120?
Yeah, well, typically what you do, get the square footage. Get the width and the length of the bathroom, multiply it, and what I recommend is go 1.5 times to double that size.
Okay.
So if you got a bathroom that's 60 square feet, small bathroom, don't buy the exhaust fan that's 40 to 60 square feet in coverage because they're all rated by CFMs. But on the box, it'll tell you, you know, any big box store, it'll tell you what it's rated for. Go for an exhaust fan that's 1.5 times to double. Buy a quiet unit. I mean, unless you like the ones, you know, typically we joke, the ones that sound like an airplane taking off.
Yeah.
They're noisy exhaust fans.
Oh,
yeah, they've got them whisper quiet now. Get an Energy Star unit. They have Energy Star units.
Okay.
That's important. So, I mean, that's really critical. Get a proper exhaust fan.
Okay.
If you have mold in the bathroom to begin with, you've got to cut it out. Bleaching it won't help. You've got to literally cut out the sections.
Okay.
And again, that'll set you up. But with the exhaust fan not working or unplugged or bathrooms without it, I mean, you think about it, 20, 25 below in the zero, not this time of year, this winter we're having.
Right.
Look at all the humidity, all the moisture. Who's going to keep their window open for the time they're showering or for a half an hour later?
Yeah.
What I do on my home or on my triple R jobs is I set the fan on a timer. I set in a timer and I tell people, again, it depends how long you're in the shower for, but typically after you've done the shower, let the fan run for about 20, 25 minutes longer. So don't take a shower, turn the fan off.
You do, man, on the way out. You turn the light off and you're done.
Put it $10. Put it on a timer.
Bobby Asadurian, he will take your calls. Anything you want to ask about renovating your home, how to fix it, how to repair it, how to find someone to do it, 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. Eric wants to jump in here with a question. Eric, how are you? And welcome to Just Ask Bob.
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I am fine, sir. Your question for Bobby Asadurian.
Oh, wow. I have a rental facility there that I was just looking to fix up the bathroom, well, the kitchen as well, but the bathroom mostly. There is not an exhaust fan in there, so I guess that would be the first step. But I was just wondering, as far as the bathtub there, it's in decent shape, but I was wondering there if you would recommend those the inserts that kind of set themselves into the tub there.
Yes, yes. A lot of the malls have them. You know, they have them on display. Now, those inserts... I only have one issue with them, is that they're sort of a cover-up. So it depends what condition all of the other mechanical, you know, plumbing systems, the tile, the wall, what condition everything else is in. Because, I mean, you take it, how old is this bathroom?
It's been redone once. The house is built in 77, so.
Okay. Well, you have to take into consideration, I mean, as long as your plumbing's good and you have to be sure it's good, your faucet is good, you know, the walls are sturdy, the structure's sturdy, that the walls don't move or the tile doesn't move. If everything's absolutely perfect or near perfect, then fine. What these people do is they come in, they take measurements, they take molds. It's called a bathroom, literally, in one day. They custom mold the, you know, composite. It all derives from plastics. They install it over the tub. They can put it around the three walls and the ceiling. It is an interesting system. But again, in my, you know, strict professional opinion, I'm old-fashioned. I'd rather sort of tear it all out. You can see if there's mold. You can update the insulation if it's an older home that didn't have one on the outside walls. You know, you can update the copper. It's not expensive. I mean, copper's not expensive. You can update the faucet. You know, when it's done, it's done. The walls, if they're plaster, if they're old green board, you can replace them with Durarock, with concrete sheet. So, again, it depends.
But the the most important thing I would say, Eric, and I think Bobby would probably agree, the most important thing is make sure you're not covering up a problem that's going to come back and haunt you later, like mold or something like that.
Exactly. So, but they're so convenient, though.
Yeah, true enough. No, I don't really see the mold issue there. I haven't as of yet anyway.
Are all the walls sturdy? What's on there now, tiles?
No, it's basically like a it's like that plastic.
Yeah, those simulated plastic sheets. So when you knock on it, everything's sturdy, no big deflections.
Yeah, no, it's fine that way for sure. Like I would like to replace the walls as well as kind of the you know the ceiling of the shower stall there as well. So I would just thinking that might be a good idea. Like I'm just.
No. I mean, I recommend it. All in all, I do recommend it. I don't really have any issues with it. Just with respect to, again, make sure you're not covering anything up.
Listen, Eric, thanks for the call. Please call again with your questions for Just Ask Bob.
All right, great show. Thanks very much.
Thank you, man. Listen, we're going to take one more quick call, and then we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with the rest of our callers. 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. This is Just Ask Bob on Talk 820. Gurpreet out of Burlington wants to ask you a question. Bob, welcome to the show, Gurpreet.
Hello, Gurpreet.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good.
I got a question. Okay, we just purchased a home, and the closing is in May.
Okay.
But we've driven by the area and they haven't started anything. So
new home construction.
Yeah, so now I'm worried that there's going to be delays with this HST coming in. Our deadline is July 1st, I believe. So
well, yes. Well, actually, one misunderstanding with the HST. I mean, if I may ask, is the home worth? And again, I'm not exact on the figure, but is the home worth over I believe $400,000.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth over.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, you are in a bit of a rush.
Well, but congratulations, Gurpreet.
Yeah, see, it's a very, I mean, I'll try to briefly help you whatever I can over the line now.
Would they not have done, and I'm just jumping, but would they not have done the deal pre-HST? Would you not have done the deal pre-HST, Gurpreet?
Yeah, I did, but what I was told is whatever's not finished is subject to HST.
I'm not an expert in that process, but that very, very well may be true.
Okay.
Builders, unfortunately, the laws with the builders, they can delay you forever. There was even issues in Toronto where absolutely on purpose, they delayed just to give the people the deposit back because the builder found out that that lot or area doubled or tripled in value.
Right.
So the builder was coming out. Yeah, he was forcing people out.
Let's put you, Bob, in Gurpreet's place right now.
Yes.
Though, if you're waiting for a new home, they haven't touched the land yet. Mm-hmm. You're expecting it in May. Would you be comfortable with that turnaround time?
No, I wouldn't be comfortable with it. The first thing you've got to do, Gurpreet, is obviously you have a lawyer for this transaction.
Yeah.
Yes, critical. I mean, this is even more critical than resale because you're buying a home that's being built. Contact your lawyer immediately. Post some of these questions to him. I mean, again, you're paying him a lot of money when the day's said and done. There are strategies or, you know, legalities, loopholes that you may be able to use to get yourself out of this or to put some pressure on the builder. Now, I want to follow you on this. Let me give you my website address. It's www.tripleRinc.ca. We've just shortened it as of last week. So it's triple, TRIPLERINC.ca.
Okay.
Definitely send me an email. I assure you, you have my word. I'll get right on top of it. I want to follow you with this because this is important, especially with the upcoming HST and a lot of issues that come in. I may eventually dedicate a whole show to builders because they can be nasty. So definitely we'll follow up on this one. We'll take this one to the end and see what happens.
And on a home of that value, that HST is going to add a lot. Gurpreet, did you have another question or are you good to go and you'll follow up with Bobby?
Well, one more question, quick question. They kind of pushed to go with, like, plywood on the subfloor as an upgrade.
Oh, actually, that's good. So you agreed to that, and you paid extra for it.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Oh.
I didn't. I got their price. I was like, I'm pretty sure I can go buy plywood at Home Depot and get my contractor to put in the hardwood later with this plywood. It was just ridiculous to me.
Well, no, so what are they sheathing all your floors with now? OSB, then?
Yeah, I thought it's some sort of like lettering. Like I thought they called it MDF or chipboard or something like that.
Oh, no, let's hope it's not MDF, but it is OSB. Actually, you should have heard my show 2 weeks ago on that.
Yeah.
But no. I mean, if you still have a chance, because you can never do it again. So you're thinking about, you know, if they just put in carpet, you can do your own hardwood later. But I mean, once the subflooring's done, it could never be taken out. Well, I mean, it can, but it's devastating work.
Well, it's going to be plywood on top of the subfloor. floors.
Like, oh, well, yeah, it's a lot of expense later, and you're going to have different heights between, you know, powder rooms, entrance to the garage, living room, and that. It can be done, but it's extremely expensive and messy later. If you've got the option of having them substitute the OSB with real plywood, definitely do it.
I don't think that's what it is. I think they were going to put the plywood over top of that subfloor.
Oh, they were just going to put it over?
They were going to just put it over for the sections that we wanted them to put the hardwood over if we purchased hardwood through them.
Are you having any tile in the home, sir? Any ceramic tile?
Yeah, there's going to be tile in the kitchen and the walkway.
So those tiles are going to be over what over the OSB?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the critical areas. Even more important is the tile is over plywood, even more important than hardwood being over plywood.
Would your problem was with what you thought was the price they were charging you for the plywood or for the hardwood?
Later, going through a private contractor later on.
Oh yeah, to get a better deal on the hardwood. But what about with the plywood?
I would think that my guy that I've dealt with in the house that we live in now would have put the plywood down too, because he's a wicked. I've never had a problem.
Oh no, he can. But you've got a picture now. You'll be higher where the hardwood bumps into the tile. So let's say you've got hardwood running up, and then you've got the nicest thing that makes new homes nice is all the floors are the same height.
Right.
So that's important, but you're forgetting, too, the tile will last for – you may have tile cracks, joint issues, even within a few years, definitely after Tarion's over in 2 years, if the tile's over the OSB.
Gurpreet, I would encourage you to
follow up on me with this one.
With Bob. You've got a
tons and tons
of
information I'll put you in with.
Important issues there. We'd like you
–
TripleRInc.ca. Just ask Bobby Asadurian, our guest. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back
to
the phones. 905-645-3200, #820 on the Bell Mobility. Your chance to just ask Bob about home renovations, renovators, contracting, new homes, you name it. He'll answer it right here. It is Ask the Experts on Talk 820. This is Ask the Experts, and we are sitting with Bobby Asadurian, TripleRInc.ca. Great website, lots of information. Another way for you to get in touch with Bob. He loves to talk about it. He literally will talk to anyone. I'm not sure that your wife doesn't sometimes wake up in the middle of the night, Bob, and you are talking literally
in my
to
sleep.
Her in your sleep. You got to do
every
that.
Every second
you
night.
You got to pull that flooring
when
out.
When I'm not snoring.
All right. Listen, you got a couple people you want to thank because
you've
been on a bit of a book tour in the area.
Correct.
We have another event coming up this Sunday, Eastgate Square. What time and what
1
store?
To 4 p.m.
Okay.
Kohl's Bookstore, Eastgate Square in Hamilton.
And as well as signing books and selling copies of the contract that you can bring home to mom, you will also be happy to answer questions there.
Yes, indeed.
If you want to bring your question up to Bob, you can do it in person at Eastgate Square. And he'll be cleaned up as opposed to the way he looks in here right now. It's radio. It's okay.
Oh, it's true.
It's totally cool, brother. You are on the site.
Now, as I was just telling you off fair, thank yous are very important to me.
Absolutely.
I like to give them out anywhere, any place I can. I've got some very important ones here. We're going to start with the good people at Hamilton Community Newspaper. Firstly, I'd like to thank Miss Abigail Suker, editor of Stony Creek News or Hamilton Community Newspaper. I'd also like to thank Rachel Ballin, and a very special thanks to Mr. Mike Pearson, who is the reporter-photographer that came to visit me at Ancaster Chapters this past Sunday. Beautiful interview, great picture, good interview on last Sunday. You can find that as of today's date, Thursday, in the community newspaper. So I believe Stony Creek News, Ancaster Dundas News, and I'm not sure if it's in the Hamilton News. If not, I'll be getting it on the website, and people can see it there.
Okay,
so excellent. Very important couple of thanks there.
Yes.
Also, another thank you that I have is to Andy and Joe, and I know everybody's listening in, Andy and Joe from the Sherwin-Williams Paint Store. I had a question come in. I'll address it later on. It was a painting question, and Andy, who is the manager of Sherwin-Williams, and Joe, who's out giving me great service and continual great service, they were able to let me demonstrate a product. It's called the Harmony product. Now, this product puts out very little VOCs, volatile chemicals. It's good for – the smell goes away quickly, so you can sort of recoup yourself into the living room or bedroom, put the furnishings back in, and start occupying the room. State-of-the-art, future green product from Sherwin-Williams, and that's who supplies RRR with all my paint products. You can visit them on my homepage. Visit my homepage, RRInc.ca. Scroll down on the left, and you'll see their banner ad there, and you can visit the products and find out a lot more. First time I used it, but I definitely recommend it to anybody, whether they just want a great paint or they have a family with special needs, allergies, you know, children or whatnot, people that are susceptible to the fumes.
We've certainly talked before about the fact that, and I've talked on the show, my brother was a painter for a while, and about how important it is to use quality paint. And
nothing matters more.
You will completely win at the end of the day. Spend the extra money and put a quality paint on your walls.
I can only paint on my job supplying my own paint. Now, a lot of good trades are contracting companies. We only want to supply our own products.
Right.
We don't want the homeowner going out and getting a basket full of stuff. Usually it's the wrong stuff. Yeah. Give you one example, one problem I have with paint, and I won't mention those stores because it's a negative aspect, but some stores sell paint, which is water.
Right.
You've got to do 10 coats of primer.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. So the homeowner, when they call or I'm out to go do a quote and I hear they've gotten all their paint already,
yeah.
I tell myself, you know what? I'll still be Just Ask Bob. I'll show up. I'll educate them. Hopefully they'll chuck and return that stuff or I'm not painting.
Right.
I'll look at what they have and I'll try to explain to them. They're paying me the same labor.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they're going to pay me more
labor to
yeah. paint with their junk
yeah.
than to paint with my stuff. And it's just a matter of I'll only use what I'm used to using
mm-hmm.
so I can warranty it, so I can do it in two-coat coverage, and so the wall will feel smooth to the touch.
We only have a minute left. I want to give you a chance to get to that question, the painting question.
Yes, definitely.
Let's hit that in the last minute here.
Dear Bob, is there a paint that has less off-gassing, gives you less of a smell? From Tom in Burlington. Yes. A new green product of the future, environmentally preferred interior paint, low odor, allowing you to immediately move into your newly painted surfaces, rooms, less solvents, zero VOCs, volatile organic compounds. So what's emitted into the air is more environmentally friendly. A great paint. I've tried it. Thank you to Sherwin-Williams, to Andy and Joe.
How long has that been out on the market?
I believe this has been out, again, my first time using it. It may have only been out less than the last year.
Okay.
But again, it's very new to me.
Okay.
But you've got to think green.
Yeah.
Look at our environment.
Yeah.
We're all going to be gone.
Yeah.
We're all going to pass on.
Yeah.
We're leaving this planet to our children.
Yeah.
Let's leave it intact.
And what Bob will leave you with is a firm, good-built house. He will fix it up for you. Get in touch with him at RRRinc.ca. He is a licensed and fully working renovator and home fixer, and he'd be happy to talk to you about any job that you have. RRRinc.ca.
Thank you, Hamilton.
He will be back in 14 days with another Just Ask Bob right here on Hamilton's all-new talk station. Talk 820, the news with Becky Coles is next. Talk 820, time is 12:57.